From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. This is what Washington, D.C. sounds like. At least, that's what it sounds like to composer Jeff Beal, who wrote this theme for the Netflix original series House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey. And while fans of the series eagerly await season 5, more of the show's distinctive music is coming to South Florida. The University of Miami's Frost School of Music series Festival Miami kicks off tomorrow at the Adrian Arsh Center with House of Cards in concert. And Jeff Beal joins us now. Jeff, it's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Now, Jeff, I think it's fair to say that America's political climate now is fraught with some drama, to say the least. If you could compose a musical score for what's happening right now politically, what would it sound like?
I think it's the House of Cards. Yeah, the main title, I think, is pretty much it, you know. It just goes to show that you dream stuff up in fiction, and often real life will surprise you even beyond what writers will imagine.
House of Cards paints such a dark picture of fictional D.C. politics, a fictional White House. Has working on the show colored the way that you see U.S. politics?
I think what's interesting to me most about the show is that it's not political. It's actually more about humanity and this idea of the corruptive possibility for people to act in the most inappropriate ways is just something that's baked into the world.
Now, you also wrote the score for the documentary film Blackfish, which makes an argument for leaving orca whales in the wild and not having them perform its aquariums. What are the major differences between composing for a drama or comedy and writing music for a documentary?
The thing that's really different, I suppose, is that a lot of times in a documentary, you don't have a central character. And when I do fiction, it's kind of the reverse, you know. I have to sort of like, it doesn't matter how, you know, maybe unlikable or strange a character might be. So when I'm writing a season of House of Cards, I have to sort of like imagine, you know, the inner workings of a Frank Underwood or a Claire Underwood or a Doug Stamper or whoever. And I have to sort of like try to take on that persona, which is actually a really fun creative exercise.
Jeff, in 2007, you went public with the fact that you were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. It's been nearly 10 years. So what, if any, differences do you hear in your work now compared to before you were diagnosed?
Well, that's a great question. I haven't actually thought about that specific aspect of it. But for me, I think the thing that's really changed for me over the past 10 years is I've become so interested in live music and live concert experiences, because I've been so fortunate and lucky to work in film and TV. But, you know, there's nothing like the communal experience you have in an audience in a concert hall. And I love that. I mean, I think that's definitely one of the things in the past 10 years that's sort of awakened for me is really wanting to spend time in those authentic places creatively.
So what can South Florida audiences expect to hear during Festival Miami's House of Cards in concert?
Well, one thing I'm really happy about is that, you know, we're projecting images from the show under pretty much the whole concert. I've actually created video montages from all four seasons. So you also get a chance to sort of revisit the show in a way that's not linear and not completely spoiling of all the plot points. But you get to see that beautiful cinematography on a big screen. So it's a full evening of diving into that world.
We've been chatting with composer Jeff Beal. Tomorrow night, he'll be leading UM's Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra through House of Cards in concert. The performance kicks off the university's Festival Miami. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.